Q1370, a special call from Las Vegas right now. Hi, Barry. It's Diane Lynn in Baltimore. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
It's so amazing I get to talk to the one and only Barry Manilow.
The one and only.
I know. Can I call you Busy Manilow? Because, oh my gosh, you have a new CD about to be released on Valentine's Day, Night Songs 2.
Very happy with it, too. It's really very sexy and intimate and romantic. Perfect for Valentine's
week. My Funny Valentine. I listened to it last night with a glass of wine, my friend.
The whole album should feel like I'm sitting in your living room just playing and singing for you.
You always do that. Even when you're on stage, you are like you're in our living room and you're performing to us one-on-one. You love a live audience, don't you?
I do. And, you know, I'm surprised because I didn't start off wanting to do that kind of thing. And so now I do love it.
And you're still doing it in Vegas.
Yep.
Manilow, Las Vegas, the hits come home. And that happens starting again Thursday. You're booked for 50 more performances at the historic Westgate International.
You know, I got off the road. I had gotten roaded out with, you know, for 40-some-odd years of touring. And then suddenly this opportunity came about. And I said, yeah, that's the way to keep my band, my crew, and to not stop performing, but to get off the road the way I was. So it's, you know, it's a great show. I do all the hits, and the audiences love being in that room. It's
Westgate International, Las Vegas, in case you want to get tickets. It's a great way to escape, right, Barry?
Yes, the lights go down, and you forget about everything outside that room.
And that's, again, why you're so special, why you connect with people. You get on stage, and everybody forgets their troubles.
Yep.
They forget what's going around. They're listening to all the Manilow hits. I mean, what a songbook you have.
I'm one of the lucky guys who can fill up 90 minutes with songs that people know. So by the time I get to Copacabana and I write the songs, oh, my God, these people are lighting their hair on fire. They're so happy.
I got to ask you, do you have two classic songs in your songbook that are your favorites?
They change all the time. This month, I would say it's Weekend in New England. I don't know why, but somehow this is the one that keeps popping up in my head this month. And if I had to do another one, it would be Could It Be Magic, you know, off my very first album.
So after the break, we're going to play Weekend in New England and It Could Be Magic in honor of Barry Manilow on Q1370. You can hear the entire Barry Manilow interview on our website in case you missed some of it, Q1370.com. We're talking to Barry Manilow. He's in Vegas. We're in Baltimore. And you were in Baltimore not too long ago. We chatted back then. And we were talking about the Manilow Music Project a few years ago when you brought that charity to Baltimore. Tell everybody about that.
But they're running out of instruments. Every school has got to dig up money, get their own instruments. And these bands are in the schools. They're so passionate about making music. And I thought, okay, I got to do something. So we formed the Manilow Music Project, and we try to get instruments into schools that are running out of them. And when I went on the road, I would do a big deal about an instrument drive.
And it's on your website.
Yes, it is. You can go, and if you've got an old instrument that you're not using or that's just collecting dust, they'll tell you how to send it to us, and we pick them up.
Manilow.com is Barry's website. Okay, you've seen and done just about everything, and I hope I don't embarrass you. You've received 14 Grammy nominations to date. You've been nominated for a Grammy every decade since the 70s. How cool is that? You're one of the world's best-selling recording artists, having sold 85 million albums. So what's left to do, Barry Manilow?
You know, I always come up with ideas. I'm one of those creative guys who, you know, I can't tell you that, you know, next week I'm going to write a book or make a movie or do it, but I'm always coming up with something. I'm one of the lucky guys that, you know, the well hasn't run dry yet.
I would buy tickets for a Barry Manilow movie. That would be awesome, guy friend.
You know, there are two companies that are actually working on that.
Oh, wow. So is this like a scoop I'm getting here, maybe?
Well, not really. And, you know, I read both scripts, and, you know, they're not bad. It's all filled with my songs.
Hey, look, if Elton John can do it,
right,
and Queen, you can do it.
Yeah, but, you know, Elton had a great story, and Queen... Freddie had a great story. My story is so boring,
no,
he would fall asleep.
Oh, come on.
But if they came up with another idea that they could use my songs in, like, the ABBA movie, you know, that would be great.
There you go. Light bulb just went off here, everybody, in Baltimore. Let's get back to Barry's Night Songs 2. Go to Manilow.com. It's released on Valentine's Day, so you know you want that for your Valentine, My Funny Valentine, on there. Also on Facebook, and Barry's on Twitter at Barry Manilow. And I understand, Barry, Mary, that one of every 10 copies of the album pre-ordered at Manilow.com, you'll personally sign it?
Absolutely.
Oh, I hope my husband hears this right now. You are such a delight. You know, I do this for my listeners in Baltimore, and I'm going to do this for you because I know you're a genuine article. You're a real deal. Radio hugs from me to you, Mr. Barry Manilow.
Oh, thank you. Great to talk to you, Diana.
In case you missed it, here part one and part two of my exclusive interview with Barry Manilow in Baltimore on Q1370.com.